This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. At home, at school, in the neighborhood, WHYY is asking children, parents, and experts what kids need to be healthy, and we're sending out reporters to cover modern kids better. Schools and healthcare settings influence how children transition to adulthood. For WHYY, Randy Scott Carroll asks, how do we make those spaces safer and more inclusive for young people of all gender identities?
Tell me who we're hearing right now. I'm
with Jackie Bowman, the director of the Center for Education at the College of Physicians of Philadelphia at the Mutter Museum.
The simple thrust of the presentation is that, you know,
we're watching a presentation called Bones Are Not Binary. When scientists dig up old skeletons, she says, they aren't just labeled male or female. There are many aspects to take into account.
You recognize gradations from very male to very female, or very, you know, male-like to very female-like.
One group sitting in on the presentation is Out for STEM, a program designed for LGBTQ high school students who want to pursue careers in science, technology, engineering, and math.
It's probably one of the best programs I've ever been in.
This is Ash, one of the students here. Ash is 16, from South Philly, and is trans.
You know, we meet people who are in the LGBTQ community, and they are involved in different careers, and how those careers have affected their life, like, as LGBTQ people. And so it helps us figure out, you know, how the world works when we grow up.
One of those grown-ups.
Hey, my name is Darius.
It's Darius McLean.
Pronouns are he, him, they, them.
McLean is the Pride Program Manager and Patient Navigator for Einstein Healthcare Network, who says healthcare can be hard to navigate for the queer community, especially when you're young.
You know, I am the first person that folks call when they're asking for services here at Einstein.
For instance, the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists recommends a first visit with an OBGYN between the ages of 13 and 15. But when you're young and trans, it's not always an option.
I identify as trans, I'm a trans masculine presenting person. There are some places that if I tried to schedule, I can't actually be put in a slot there because they don't allow males to be put into a slot for an OBGYN exam. So often front desk, they don't know how to, you know, check us in if our documentation doesn't match the name or pronouns that are affirming to us. And that's just a start.
These are the sorts of issues Einstein's program takes on, and they aren't the only ones.
So a typical day is...
Linda Hawkins, the co-director of the Gender and Sexuality Development Clinic at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, says she stays busy advocating for families.
We have a medication we understand will be really helpful and necessary for a kid to live happy and healthy, and the insurance company decides that it's just not something that they're going to pay for.
Her associate, Sam King, meanwhile, is often out in the field, working with schools, therapists, pediatricians.
Right now it's summer, so summer camps are really big, and try to give them support just to increase their understanding of gender.
King says gender often feels like a whole Pandora's box, and her work is about normalizing this process to simply make it safe for everyone.
So it's no different than what you would do for religion, for race, for different cultures. Like, you're just folding gender as an aspect into that.
And she says kids today, they get it.
The language is developing because of them. The conversations are happening because of them. We tell them that Joey is now Janie, and as long as Janie still wants to go out and play on the playground or play kickball, and kids are just like, okay, Janie, like, let's go.
Back at the Mutter Museum, a slide comes up with a little gingerbread man on it, called the Genderbread Man. He's there to explain the four elements of gender that people often get confused. He has a brain related to his gender identity.
And that's how people feel their gender.
That's Tosef Miller, one of the authors of the presentation. He points to the genderbread man's clothes, which is what we'd call his gender expression.
Because your gender expression is how you dress, how you walk, how you present yourself, that makes you happy.
The heart is about his orientation, or who he's attracted to, or not attracted to. And there's a little trans symbol for where his reproductive organs would be.
That's talking about biological sex and how that relates to your genitalia, but also other things like your DNA, your chromosomes, specific genes you have, or specific hormones you have in your body.
Miller, who is trans, was once a member of the Out for STEM group here at the museum.
Like a sense of hope.
And for current members like Ash, he knows navigating the world takes more than just thick skin. We all need support.
I don't know, me personally, I don't care much about what anybody says, but spaces here, they bring people together and they, you know, they elevate you when you think you're falling.
For WHYY News, I'm Randy Scott Carroll.